Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For 25 years, Seth Lightman has seen it all. From the newest electric car revolution, solar power, bike lanes made in NYC, and now we are here. More electric cars, need for more renewables and eco-friendly products in our world. Well, now it's time for an all-out podcast for this time. You're listening to The Green Living Guy Show. He's funny, real, exactly on point, and some think his style is so raw, it's crazy. Let's do this, folks. It's time for The Green Living Guy Show with Seth Lightman.
And ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only. Now, I have done a few stories about this woman and her brand. You can also find her products on my green fashion page, but we have no other than Taryn LaRock, who runs Sage LaRock. And I recommend man or woman, check out my green fashion page so you can see what's going on here. What up, Taryn?
Hi, nice to see you, Seth.
Oh, ditto. So let's see. Let's start with how you got into the whole eco bikini wearing line space, but intentionally making it eco. And yes, we're talking bikinis.
It's true. I specifically got into this because, you know, probably like a lot of us out there, I really love the ocean, and really caring about the environment and the importance of the ocean. Just kind of looking into some facts, when I was launching my swimwear brand, I saw that 40% of all the plastic trash in the ocean approximately is fishing nets, and yeah, 8 million tons of plastic is dumped into the oceans annually. And I thought that was such a scary fact. And then we've all seen the numbers by 2050, conservatively, there will be more life in the ocean. Any more plastic in the ocean than any life. And yeah, I thought, well, why are we producing, you know, 70 million barrels of oil, petroleum oil, just pumping that annually to make polyester, which is a toxic substance. It's not good for us to be wearing. So yeah, I saw that this really cool company out of Italy, Econil, was upcycling fishing nets and turning them into fabric. And I thought, this is great. Why not use the upcycled fishing nets, which is a great product and it's free of a lot of carcinogenic compounds. So I thought, why not use that in the swimwear rather than making new plastic, which is polyester? So right, it seemed like a win-win and kind of a cool thing to offer our customers. And so here we are.
Here we are. And so how receptive has the market been to the fact that all ocean plastic?
You know, initially I got some pushback because people are like, well, why are you using that fabric? It's more expensive. Mm-hmm. And what's wrong with the way that we've been doing it traditionally in the industry? And so once people, I think, kind of become educated about the fact that just because the industry is doing something in a specific way doesn't mean it's the right way or the only way. So after that initial phase of people picking up the bikinis at trade shows or stores and being like, well, I don't get it. Like, what is the, what do you mean it's nets?
I don't get it.
I don't get it. So I think once people become educated about what's really going on with our oceans, and then even having that plastic near our body, people became a lot more receptive to it. And I think it's a trend that's growing now.
Yeah. Well, people are realizing that BPA, which is inside of plastic, is a very bad, toxic chemical that seeing. And I just did a story, I think it was about the University of Minnesota, that did a study on BPA in, unfortunately, in lab rats, but they were able to determine that the females were not interested in the male counterparts because they weren't considered, after they injected it with BPA, because they didn't, the female did not consider the male attractive.
Wow. It messes with our hormones, right?
Yes. It messes with everything. So when you're, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you're drinking a bottle of something and they say they're better at producing plastic than producing the product that's inside the plastic, they're right, because it's, well, we can say it, it's a podcast here. It's shit on shit.
Pretty accurate. It's just wrong.
Not right. Yeah. So one thing I've noticed and that I absolutely love, regardless of it being plastic, ocean plastic, is you're trying to do something with sustainability that not many brands are trying to do, which is, how do I say it? But it's truth, and it's something that I've believed in for a long time, that, look, if the fashion industry is killing it by doing sex sells, you're going to have to be a sexy brand to make people want to stop and look and consider it, frankly. So tell me about that choice, because, you know, you could have gone safe. You could have stuck with a safe way of it looking, you know, just a full body thing. And, you know, there's a wide variety of options you could have chosen, but you chose a certain path because of your mission for sustainability. So instead of me setting you up here, let's get you going on what your thoughts are about what you did with Sage Laroc, really.
So I think that, I mean, you're right there. There is a way to play it really safe, but I think as a brand, sort of a lot of the things that I wanted us to embrace when it was just me and I was kind of conceptualizing and I founded the brand, I wanted to be able to celebrate women's bodies.
Yeah.
I think there's a fashion. I was in the fashion industry for about 25 years from a child onwards. And so I saw the effects directly that the fashion industry had on a lot of women's perceptions about themselves and their bodies. I saw recently that the average age of a runway model Paris is around 15, 16 years old. And it's like, that's really scary to me. So I had the idea to really celebrate women who were different looking or who weren't like the traditional 20-year-old swimwear model. Some are, some aren't.
Some are.
Yeah, some are, some aren't. And it's just really to celebrate different women's bodies. And yeah. I mean, we hopefully we'll do men's ones one day, but right now we're a women's brand and I don't want any woman to feel ashamed of her body. And so I'm not going to promote that. I understand, you know, there are different aesthetics and people have different preferences, but for me, I think that's something to be celebrated and admired, and not in an objective way, like objectifying the women, but just them saying, you know, here I am, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of being healthy and sustainable and caring about my body and the environment.
Yeah.
And that was something we wanted to have as part of the fabric of the brand.
Yeah, I noticed that the models that you bring on, for example, you could see this, there's a, I don't know how to put it, but, and this is another reason that drove me to your brand, is that they look, regardless of how they look, they're very, there's three things I've noticed. They're confident. They feel sexy as all can be. And the product is the star, right? So the product meaning the bathing suit. And that, I wouldn't call it a holy trinity, but that combination of confidence, but also feeling good in your skin as well as the Sage Laroc skin is helping move people or move the line toward understanding that sustainability can be beautiful.
Sure.
It can be hot. It can be beautiful. It can be sexy. It can be all the things you want it to be when you're purchasing a brand for yourself.
Totally. Which
is what it's all about. I mean, the last podcast I was just on saying that, you know, people don't realize how they can effectuate change. And if imagine if everybody just decided, I'm going to buy, well, women or people that wear bikinis, chose that they were going to go with only ocean plastic based product.
Sure.
What that would do to the marketplace.
I know. And that would be amazing because it's right now, it's very much a niche market, right? And it's, we're outliers, those of us who are doing it and those of us who were forerunners. And people are still not really understanding it. But I mean, if we just penetrated even like 25, 50% of the market, that's huge. That is hundreds of thousands of these illegal poachers' nets coming out of the ocean every year, you know? And thank you for bringing up, you know, the women that have been supportive of the brand too, because I feel like building a community of women and then, you know, men such as yourself who really care about sustainability and we want to support each other's missions. Like a lot of the models early on were either women that I knew in like the sustainability and animal rights community that I'm just, you know, that I was friends with. And I'm like, hey, we're doing this new brand. And they're like, well, how can I support? That's awesome. I've never heard of that. You know, that's right. And I feel like that was really fantastic to see people come together to support ultimately the health of our planet, the ocean that produces about 70% of our oxygen. It's like, what better cause to unite on? And I'm proud to put a product out there that makes people feel beautiful aligning with their principles and what they care about. You know, it's not just a thing. I hope that it has a little more soul than that.
I believe that your entire brand has more soul than just ocean plastic. But let's be real, ocean plastic goes over and fish or marine life are ingesting it, having it unfortunately wrap around their bodies, as we're seeing on YouTube or Instagram or anywhere where they're freeing these animals. So there's a lot of reason to want to do this. And most importantly, one thing that I want to bring home is that if they're going over coral reefs, and if coral reefs are dying, not that the coral reefs produce oxygen, but that's where fish sleep, eat, congregate, and live life as like their home almost. So if you don't have that, these fish are going to die off. They die off. There's no oxygen in the ocean. That's no good.
It's not. Yeah. And we're really playing with fire, I think, with our well-being here with that. And you're quite right. It's just, you know, the loss of the hundreds of thousands of lives, you know, minimum, unintentional loss of whales and dolphins and turtles and fish and sharks. It's like that alone is bad enough. But then when we really look at, as you said, they're just ripping apart coral beds. And these are miler death traps, basically, that are just sweeping through the ocean floors and killing everything in its wake. And I think people need to, we all need to collectively kind of wake up and say, what are we doing here? What is the cost? And what's the better way of doing things? So.
I think also over time, as ocean plastic becomes more of a staple, like what is it? I just heard recently that Head and Shoulders is going to be using only ocean plastic to create their bottles.
Awesome.
So it becomes that scalability and the economics around it. So if there's more ocean plastic being brought out to be sold, it's going to reduce overall cost to everybody.
Absolutely. So
it's kind of like with electric cars. The more electric cars there are on the road, the more the cost goes down for solar or any product, any widget. I mean, think about the VCR, what it used to be. I mean, for those that don't know, it's something we put a tape in and we watched a movie or we recorded ourselves and laughed back at the day. So, I mean, there's you know, but VCRs used to cost like, or TVs. Let's even go here. An HDTV back in the day used to cost $1,000+ sometimes. I mean, I remember some people would be like, yeah, I just got it. Cost me only $755. I'm like, $755? And you think you're doing yourself a bargain. But they always wanted to be the early one on the street, you know. But imagine saying to somebody, you're going to buy an HDTV for $1,000 nowadays. They'll think you're smoking crack in the back of the sack. So, I mean, it's like, you know, literally economics have a lot to play in all of this going on. So I'm encouraging people to buy products like Sage Lorac that are beneficial, not just to how you look on the beach, which is not a bad thing, but also how you, the type of product that's on you and also what goes into your body. Because again, as we started off this conversation, one of the chemicals inside of a plastic is BPA, which is a hormonal change. Folks, a hormonal change. So there's a lot more change that's going on that you don't even realize when you're dealing with plastic, and there's more than enough plastic all over this world. You know, there's plastic on this microphone and this mesh, you know, filter for me to talk to you on. So, I mean, you know, imagine what we're doing all over the place. So how many years have you been doing this so far?
So I founded the brand in 2014, and I started just making dresses for my friends that were sustainable and kind of testing the market.
Yeah.
Originally, I had wanted to figure out how to leverage the knowledge that I had accumulated in a different part of the industry and do something that was sustainable, because I really saw a core lack of integrity in the fashion industry with care for the environment and people too. I mean, there's sweatshops all over Los Angeles here, you know, and I'm sure New York too. They're everywhere, sadly. It's like, it's just kind of like a dinosaur that needs to move a little quicker and start changing. So we started doing that. And out of my love for the ocean kind of came the opportunity to start the swimwear, which we launched in 2017. And, you know, first and foremost, wanted to offer people a product. Like you mentioned, plastic, this polyester has the same chemical component, the plastic component, the BPA, which is the same as in a plastic water bottle or a ketchup bottle. It's like, we won't let our kids drink out of the plastic water bottle. And we all try to buy the, you know, BPA free food containers. But it's like, why are we putting it on our bodies next to our lymphatic system?
Yeah.
You know, and forget about the azo dyes that are known to be carcinogenic and that are toxic to workers and flushing out in waterways.
Yeah.
Polyester is illegal to even make in a lot of countries for good reason. So it's just, you know, wanting to offer women something cleaner to put on their bodies. And also, as you mentioned, Seth, like, what better way to draw attention to sustainability than, you know, someone who feels really beautiful in front of a beautiful ocean with, you know, a nice swimsuit on? It's, I think that that's a good way to educate people about sustainability.
Absolutely. Because imagine them go, that woman going to the other woman, if they are smart and confident enough to go up to them and say, you look great.
Sure.
Where did you get that? You know, some women aren't that, or people aren't that confident to do that. But, you know, that is a great, the product alone is a great icebreaker.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And, great conversation and- starter.
Wake up, men. Okay. So, you know, and I would even recommend that, you know, because this is for not just men, but for women, but, you know, men, if you want to get a bathing suit for your significant other, now you got the brand.
Right.
Hook it up. Hook it up, because it will do you right. I mean, hang on one second. I want to show you something just so people understand the issue with plastic. I got this book a while ago, and I haven't been able to prove it, but it's called Plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic, A Toxic Love Story. And it's nothing but describing in this book, which I've read, about nothing. And it's not mine, but it's from Susan Frankel. And it's nothing but describing, and Bill McKibben even started off by saying that it's a compulsively interesting story. Buy it with cash, of course. So with viruses, plastic. But I mean, it talks about all the different chemicals inside of plastic and what it causes to your body and how that has affected people. You, even people that ingest it, people don't realize sometimes you're ingesting it when you don't even realize you're ingesting it. If a cup is breathing, they say, you know, like you get a drink, but it's, you know, it's like porous and or like thing, you know, it's like dew is coming around out of it. That's meaning that the plastic is porous enough that the water is going through it to the outside. So when you drink it, think about that. So these are real cognitive issues. And, you know, when you're talking about, and I mean cognitive, I don't mean just like I'm saying the word. I'm saying these are real cognitive issues that occur in your brain and are things that you're choosing to put on you that are affecting your body. And it's not easy to wrap your head around, but the only thing I can only suggest to people to wrap their bodies around, especially women, is sage rock. but like literally, it's affecting you guys. It's affecting your body. And it's hard for people to hear that. It's hard for people to wrap their heads around it, but it does. Plastic by derivative is oil. Plastic by nature is oil with a bunch of chemical compounds to keep it together, right? So when you have chemical compound upon chemical compound, and believe me, this isn't organic chemicals here. This isn't, you know, something, and they don't go together. Organic and chemicals don't go together. So if you're putting that on your body on a daily basis, you know, if you sweat, which most humans do, some I know don't in the most, and I don't know how they pull it off, but some people don't. But if you sweat, then realize your skin is porous. Okay. So if you wear something, it's going into you. It's going into you. So that's really essential for people to understand that we're talking about something here that's not just fun and sexy and cute. And I suggest, again, you go to my green fashion page and look at Sage Rock and buy the stuff. But I'm also trying to explain to people that the product that we're throwing in the water, that's then being ingested by fish that we eat, right? All of these things, they all come together, folks. I mean, we can lie to we're blue in the face, but there's nothing like, as they say in Buffalo politics, Buffalo, New York, you know, you could talk to you blue in the face, but there's nothing like a good old crack. So, I mean, I'm trying to wake you up and to realize this is real. This is as real as it gets, that you're doing something that's affecting the environment in a very positive way, and that people need to buy that product, not just because I like looking at it, but because also it has a real cognitive difference in how you live. I know it's hard for people to understand, but again, I'll say it again, and I'm looking into my camera. It has a very cognitive brain, chemicals, skin, and has a very cognitive difference in how you live. So imagine being on the ocean, laying on the ocean, trying to catch some rays, but at the same time, stuff is going into your body at the same time. You don't want that. You want something to be over your body that has no chemical compounds that are negative to you, but also makes you look good and feel good. So that vitamin, was it vitamin D that's coming into you? That vitamin D that's coming in you is coming into you strong, and it's not being deflected by all these other nasty things that are going on in your body that frankly don't need to. They just don't, right? Yeah, they don't. So let's see. You've had a few iterations of it. Do you have a new line coming out soon that people should look for, or where should people look for it and all those kind of basic things?
So we right now, just in sensitivity to what's going on in kind of the global economy and with everything going on with COVID and whatnot, we kind of held back on new product launches to give people a moment to focus on other things.
Yeah.
But we instead did a really cool collaboration with Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. They're my heroes. They have been since I've been little. I remember being, I think, 5 or 6 years old, seeing footage of Paul Watson and Brigitte Bardot on the ice, I think they're in Greenland, on the ice floats, and trying to show people what was going on with the fishermen clubbing these baby seals for fur coats, you know, the cute white fur seals with the big black eyes. I want to help those people. Yeah. So they're the largest direct action marine environmental group globally. They do beautiful work, all volunteer and donation funded. So we started working with them a couple of years ago on a mission to take the actual nets that they recovered from the Cocos Islands in Costa Rica, which is a large marine reserve. And I believe Jacques Cousteau said it was, you know, 7% of the biodiversity on our planet. And it's called the aquarium of the world because it's so biodiverse. Yeah. And it's all these beautiful hammerhead shark. I love sharks. So hammerhead shark migrations come through, turtles, dolphins, all these beautiful coral. So there's a huge amount of Chinese poachers that end up there with these big plastic nets and just killing thousands and thousands of endangered animals down there. So she's Sea Shepherd. They're awesome. They went down there. They cleaned up these nets. And I took these nets and we upcycled them into fabric. And then we did a limited edition collaboration with them. All the profits go back to fund their direct action missions to help our ocean, save our planet. So that's something that we did that was wonderful, that just was released. They're almost sold out, which is great.
Get one, people. Get one. Go to Sage LaRock. It's sagelaRock.com, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Sea Shepherd. So ours sold out, but it's Sea Shepherd, the Sea Shepherd Store USA. I don't know the exact web address offhand. Apologies. But that's okay. Sea Shepherd US store, I think they're almost sold out, but we do have a few left. And so that was a collaboration I was really proud of, because these nets, we knew where they came from, and they were actual poachers' nets. And some of these nets go for 10 grand. So to take them out of the ocean, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts because they're illegal.
10 grand?
Yes. So for these poachers to lose these, and they're huge nets, they're huge plastic nets that, I mean, I'm talking a shark that's upwards of 1,000 pounds, that's pure muscle, can't rip through ever. It just tears them to shreds. It's horrible. So they were awesome. They took those out. We upcycled them. We did that. And then later this year, beginning of next, we're going to be launching a new swimwear collection. Awesome. You know, all the upcycled fishing nets. And then we're also excited to be launching lingerie, which is going to be all organic. And we're doing, yes, botanical dyes for the same reason why do we want
those right now or here right now, just be aware that my bottom jaw just hit the bottom of my computer when I heard lingerie. So continue.
Yeah. And it's, well, and this whole idea started because a lot of, well, myself and a lot of my girlfriends are like, well, we don't want, as you said, Seth, your skin is your largest organ. So why are we putting all these chemicals next to it? Men and women, think about that, folks. It's like, your lymphatic system is where we put our undergarments. And when you're putting polyester, you know, chemicals near there, it's not safe. It's not good. And so going out in the market and trying to buy something, undergarments that are organic, that, you know, you might be totally not, you might not be humiliated if someone saw you in them.
No, not at all.
They just aren't that available. So we are going to be launching that. We're really excited. That's something that we've been working on for the year, excited to offer everyone. And so, yeah, it's some exciting things coming up. And then we always look to partner with different cool nonprofits such as Sea Shepherd that we're friends with. So we'll see.
That's great. I mean, it is a product that is breaking through the frontier of eco-friendliness, because there are not many bikini brands out there, if I recall, that are using ocean plastic dedicated 100%. I mean, I know that you in your business world and business sphere know this better than me. Are there other brands that do that? I assume there are like a limited amount, but it's not many.
You're right. And hopefully there's a growing number each year I see come on the scene. But as far as the brands that are actually that lead with sustainability, and it's not like, oh, we have this diffusion line that's upcycled plastic bottles or, you know, which isn't my favorite because it's still highly chemically intensive, you know, but it strictly is leading with the initiative of produce something sustainable. Mm-hmm. I know that All Sisters, a brand out of Barcelona, they do awesome stuff. They're all upcycled. I believe Kelly Slater's Outer Known brand is really moving in that direction. He uses a lot of upcycled fishing nets. Of course, he's, you know, world-class surfer, so it's perfect.
Ah, Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's a different thing that I've never heard before.
Yeah. Yep.
There's not many bikini lines that are doing this just on the regular.
Not yet. There's a handful of us out there, but it's still very much a niche market. Yeah. And I hope to see that grow. And I would love to see more brands embrace that. And just because you lead with sustainability doesn't mean that you can't also lead with quality and style. And that's very interwoven into the fabric of our brand.
That was before I even noticed that it was ocean plastic. I noticed the look and the feel and the vibe, as I called it in that story. The vibe. There's a vibe going on with the people that are wearing it that you don't see. And I know this is an antiquated word now, in other catalogs. But you don't see that often. You just don't see, like, again, a great looking brand where the girls feel confident. They don't just feel like they're smiling or they're looking to look. Like if you really know, you can see the difference. You can see when you look at somebody, are they just looking for the paycheck or are they looking because they love what they're doing?
Totally.
And that's the biggest difference here is people look. They look like they love wearing it. And then from that, you get all of their energy. And then you realize this is a brand that I want to support. And then once you hear that it's only 100% ocean plastic for the Green Living Guy, you know, that's the kind of thing that turns me on. But yeah, that's a whole other story. But you know, that's the point, is that we're trying to get people to understand products that can make change. And people think, yeah, okay, I'm going to buy a product, I'm going to make change. I just was on a podcast that if millions of people, I mean, we have what, 100 million people in this country plus? Mm-hmm. If everybody who's listened bought, that was a woman or a man for a woman or a man for somebody who wears a bikini, wanted to buy a product, but they bought Sage Lorac, what that can do to the market space or what it could do toward your ability to purchase in bulk to then reduce the overall cost, because the more you buy in bulk, the cheaper the cost goes down. It's just that, sorry, folks, basic economics we're talking here. It's reality. So that's what we're trying to do here, is effectuate change one person at a time, right? One step at a time. And today's lesson is Sage Lorac, because it's 100% ocean plastic without the chemicals in it. So we're really talking about something that's real here. We're not just talking bikinis. Or lingerie. I want, you know, nothing like that. We're really trying to keep focused here on what is going to make positive change in the world. So as you're growing your brand, and of course, Sea Shepherd, believe me, I've been a fan of Sea Shepherd from forever, you know, since day one, that I've learned about, you know, their fight and their challenges and what they do for us, that people don't even realize what they're doing. So I get that. I'm more than most. So Sea Shepherd is one that's trying to protect the environment, meaning the seas, but also the living, breathing things in the seas. And they're doing it aggressively, not in a violent, aggressive way, but they step up and they fight back if they have to, because they ain't going to take it. Almost feeling like Twisted Sister for a second, for those that know the songs. But but like, it's a reality. It's just reality of how we need to change. And this is a simple, easy way to change. And don't go for just something that's cheap and easy at Costco or BJ's or in online, you know. Try and find something that A, is going to last longer, but B, have a better positive effect on your health in the long run. I mean, that's just where we are trying to go as a society, and hopefully as a people. We only pray, but we just keep pushing, you know, we just keep moving the needle here. And that's what this is all about with this conversation. So how can people get your product? I think that's the real $64,000 question here.
So we're available. We do e-commerce on our website, which is sagelorac.com. And then we also sell to retailers in the UK, in South Florida, all over California, and in Colorado and Denver and Aspen. But with a lot of retail being closed right now, I think the best bet is to find us online at sagelorac.com.
Sagelorac.com.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram, sagelorac. Come say hi. We always try to, you know, post some fun things about sustainability and ocean conservation on there as well. So
I think that the more people, here's my take on it, and I'm just throwing this out there, that I think the more that people understand what can I do to protect the oceans, and then buying something that is going to actually do it, is going to make that change one person at a time.
So true. I think everything that we give our resources to, whether it be time, energy, money, it's like we're voting for it. We're saying, yes, I approve of that. And I think that buying something, as you said, just as Costco or online, it's not buying something with a thoughtfulness of the people who made it and what the effect of it really is on this planet and on your body and on the lives of others. And that's something that definitely needs to be taken into account.
Yeah, I think that more and more it will be, especially as our oceans become more of an issue.
Yes.
I think that it has become an issue, but it needs to continually, I constantly am saying, and ironically, the last person I interviewed before you was Pink's drummer, so I feel like I'm constantly beating the drum. Beating the drum. You know, beating the drum of sustainability here.
Great.
So, yeah. So I guess we shall do what I do best right now, which is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Green Living Guy. You've now experienced the Green Living Guy, Seth Lightman Show. Once again, thank you. And we've had the amazing Taryn LaRocque, who I've been dying to get on an interview for forever and a day.
Finally.
Finally.
So glad it worked.
Finally. So, but, you know, I wanted to wait until we had I was on a new network that's going to have a larger audience and to turn this up and to really make it loud so that people will hear it, not just my voice, but also the magnification of how we get out there. So this is what's exciting. So today's message of the day is Sage LaRocque, sagelaRocque.com. I want people to go onto my website, greenlivingguy.com, go to the green fashion page, and you will see pictures of that. And we will have a TV episode on YouTube going up soon through the Y Networks on Sage LaRocque products, especially their Sea Shepherd brand. And we're going to show people that you can look great, you can feel great, you can have that aura around you that shows that you feel good about yourself and your body, and then be representing not just yourself, but wearing a product that spells sustainability, because it's 100% ocean plastic that's not killing our fish or our wildlife. And don't forget, as Taryn said, and I'll have Taryn repeat it one more time, what's the percentage of oxygen that the ocean takes in?
It's about 70%. So I think just quickly, we all grew up thinking it was the rainforest. That's partially true, but it is the ocean.
Yeah, right. Yep. So once again, you know, and we always talk about this too in this sphere. People talk about what they know, so they see what's above land, but the majority of this world is water, and the majority of what we don't know is under our feet. So to get something that's protecting our aquifers, our oceans, our fish, our wildlife, our dolphins, our sharks, all these things that create a simple food chain that if we don't have, well, you're not going to like me a lot if I tell you, forget me even telling you, you're not going to like me if you don't have any ocean breathing for you at all. You won't like anybody. Trust me. You're not going to be happy. So we need to be doing this more and more and getting that ocean plastic out, creating real product that's going on to people or for people that is taking out that ocean plastic and using it in a positive way. And Taryn, thank you for doing that. That's what we're all about here. And I love that you do that. And I love that you are creating a place, a frontier. You're making a new frontier. You're creating ocean-based plastic, bikini and lingerie that nobody else is doing, really. Not, I mean, yeah, there might be a few stragglers out there, but nobody's really doing it. So we need to support those that are. So support Taryn, support Sage LaRocque, and let's do this because we can. And by the way, is hot, as Paris would say, that's hot. So thank you again, Taryn.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. And we will meet up soon again. We will have another interview in the future. And we will also let people know when I have that TV episode about your brand out so we can get that information out to people too.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Seth.
Pleasure. Have a great day. And thank you again for everything. Really. Thank you for what you do for the environment. Thank you.
So happy to do it. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
You got it.
You've been listening to The Green Living Guy Show with your host, Seth Lightman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.